Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I want you to allude to the fact that today is Israel's Independence Day. You know, the calendar is different. Of course, they have a lunar calendar. So us, it was May 15 that year, but for them, it was this day on the Jewish calendar. We have just celebrated some other remembrance days. We have had the Holocaust Remembrance Day. They had the fallen in battle day that they remember. Ever since the beginning of the Jewish peoples, God called them to remember. He said to them, remember the Sabbath. He said to them, remember this day when they came out of Egypt. He told them every year to Seder year and to remember. Get ready to, I'm studying right now for our next for me, it will be the next series that I teach for 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. And it falls at where I'm going to be teaching on the book of Exodus, that marvelous book that has to do with God and freedom, and God's calendar is introduced to us. So much in it. And I was reading yesterday in Dennis Prager's, he's done what he calls the Rational Bible, and he's done it on each book of the Bible. And he talked about how from the very beginning, God called the Jews to remember. He even made a statement that, he said, what can be stated for certain is a major reason for the Jewish people has been memory. They called remember in of the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, which is about their whole history, and it says if you remember older people. So thinking about memory is an indispensable aspect of people doing good and living for God. He about our American society, and he said the love of ignorance of the past among Americans is unprecedented. Recently, Shelley and I have done the broadcast in June and July on the awakening. God has called us to bring back that again. We're to be praying now for an awakening. And in praying for an awakening, you have to remember what it was like to have had an awakening. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. So today, I just was thinking about the Jews coming home. And what a miracle it is. It was first said to them, it was first prophesied to them 3,500 years ago by Moses, through Moses. But it was said to them, now basically, you're scattered out from them. But then he will bring you home. And Deuteronomy, King James Version, verse 1, chapter 30, it shall come to all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I've set before you, call them to mind among the nations which have driven you. Call them to mind, remember them, and you shall return unto the Lord your God, and you shall obey his voice, according to all that I command you, with all your heart and with all your soul. The Lord your God will turn your captivity and having compassion on you, you will turn and he will gather you from the nations, whither the Lord your God has scattered you. Even if you're in the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord gather you. And the Lord will bring you in the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. And he will do you good and multiply you above your fathers. Then it speaks that he will... he will circumcise their heart. He will put all the curse on their enemies and them that hate them. That judgment is going on. It's going to continue. Make you plenteous and good. And it says in the 9th verse, he will rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers. It was 3,500 years ago that Moses first spoke that there would be a return. Of course, Jesus is the last prophet who prophesied it 2,000 years ago. But the Jews, they would not have heard what Jesus said. The last time they heard it in the scriptures was 2,500 years ago. Back home, Theodore Herzl, declared in 1897 the modern state of Israel. That was 123 years ago. So you think about it, for 2,300 years, it had been since the last prophet to them prophesied it, and they held on. I think about Jesus coming. We've been holding on now. He's surely, as they came back to their land, it's even a sign to us that Jesus is coming soon. I want us to help them praise God right now that he kept his word and he brought them home. And today they're celebrating it. And all of us, let's go before the Lord right now with a praise offering and a thanksgiving that he keeps his word and he brought them home. And they are a major force in the nations. Oh, Father, lift up. And we thank you and praise you. You, long ago, many peoples didn't know to read or write. You caused love being educated. You caused them, you caused doorposts. Right upon the black tree, you put around your wrist, write, read, and you gave a written word of God. And in that written word of God, you said to the Jews, I'm going to bring you home. And you brought them home. It happened in my lifetime. And in the lifetime, well, 73 years, 72 years ago, they became a nation. Anybody who's 72 years or above are a witness to the reality. And, of course, all of you are witness to thee. We just praise you, Father. Your word is true. You watch over your word to perform it. And you are watching over that word. You have watched over it. And you have brought them home. You have established them in the land. You have prospered them. In the name above all names, we praise you. We don't have to go up to heaven and get your word. It is here. Oh, Father, hallelujah. You sent your word. But we praise you together from all over the world right now, from all across the United States of America. Count it, Father, that we, your people, praise you for bringing the Jews home and for establishing the modern state of Israel. We lift up today its leaders, Benjamin, Benny Gates. We could name others, but those, dear Father, even if all forced to it, they have forced it, they have formed a unity government. Holy One, Israel. Hear their prayers today as the people pray united prayers for deliverance from the silent, not silent, but unseen to the human natural eye, a coronavirus. We just thank you, dear Father, that nation, for delivering those people, for causing them to have medical breakthroughs, Lord, that would affect the whole world. We lift them up to medical breakthroughs. We lift them up. Thank you, Father. People who know to remember. And remembering today. They are remembering. Oh, dear Father, and many, many, many of them are knowing that their being a nation is an answer and fulfillment of the written word of God. Bring your presence, dear Father, upon this of the Independence Day. Bring your presence, Yeshua Maharamanga. Draw them near, near, near to you and your great plan of redemption. lasciando le braccia cotogne nei calotti. And now, Father, we're going to turn our attention to the economy of Israel and the economy of the United States of America, of Europe, of Australia, all the whole world, dear Father, has been thrown into an economic down. Father, and I want to speak now to you who are on this call. Again, the Lord said, don't forget. Don't forget. Remember. And I'm going to read to you now that marvelous book of Deuteronomy. It was the one our Lord quoted more than, our Lord Jesus Christ quoted more than any other book. And of course, he quoted for lots of times the written word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And of course, it's Moses that God is giving this through. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God, Jehovah your Elohim, for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware, listen to these words in verse 11, that thou forget not over and over, over and over and over. Moses tells the Jews, you have to remember. You have to remember. Don't forget. Don't forget. Remember. Deuteronomy 8:11. Beware that thou forget not, but your Elohim, in his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built goodly houses and dwell therein, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up. Now listen to these three little words. And you forget Jehovah your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought and no water. But he brought forth water out of the rock of flint. He fed you in the wilderness with manna, that follow you not, that he might humble you, and that he might prove you to do good in your latter end. And you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. We love to quote Deuteronomy 8:18, and that's the next verse. But it follows seven verses, which tells you, don't forget. Don't forget who did it. Don't forget it was God. And here's that word remember again, Deuteronomy 8:18. But you should remember your God. It is he that giveth thee power to get. That, in order that he may establish his covenant, which he swore others, as it is this day. Now we're going to lift up the economy. Lift up his economy. Oh, it's hard hit. We were there. We saw, in fact, one of the drivers, because all of the tour groups in Israel have to have bus drivers, and oh, are they ever skilled? One came up to me and said, pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for the drivers. That we can have jobs and feed our families. There's thousands of drivers and guides out of work, let alone the hotels and all the other industries. So, Father, in the name above all names, we come up as your people, the bodies. We are lifting up your people everywhere. We are lifting up your people, particularly going to start right now with Israel and their economy. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, and we lift up, we want to do this kind of because we are allies, strong allies, thank God. America's economy. And we have on here folks from Europe and other countries. Father, but particularly America and Israel are nations whose very beginnings speak of you. You brought them forth. You brought forth the modern state of Israel 72 years ago. You brought forth thousands of years ago the people out of 3,500 or so years ago out of Egypt. And that's when you made them a nation. And then they had their kingdoms under David and Solomon. Oh, God. And you speak of David's greater son, the Lord God, their Messiah, their promised Messiah. And, oh, Father, in the name above every name, particularly, we want to ask your forgiveness that your people have forgotten. Many, many, by and large, I speak here now for America, the laws of our land, the what politically correct wordage, verbiage, forgot God. Took him out, took you out of our classrooms. And we forgot that it was God who gave us every blessing, not we who are on this phone call, and not many thousands of others, and we have to lift them up to you, billions even, around the world, Father. But even almost in a way, sometimes your own forgot that everything we have, every morsel we put into our mouths came because of you and your great plans of seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest, Lord, from the seeds in the ground that bring forth food and bread from the earth to the seeds that we plant in an offering that grow and become blessings in our very own lives. Oh, Father, in the name above every name, we pray for Israel, and we pray for the United States, and we pray for our leaders that we will remember it was God, and it is God, who gives us the power to make wealth. Forgive us, Lord, we pray. And in the name above every name, the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ, Nazareth, Yeshua, the Messiah. We pray to you asking for forgiveness. And to Sura Makabranda, have our memories been stirred in these things we've just been through, perhaps? Turn once to praying you, glorifying you, acknowledging you, and cheerfully giving, Lord, because you love a cheerful giver. Oh, Ramasandalo Basata. Father, we do remember that it is you who give us power to get wealth in order that you may establish your covenant. Dear Father, help the world to see. I know that the great blessings upon Israel, that the great fulfilling of your word to Israel is to make what you've done among them an evidence to the world that you are a covenant-keeping God and you never alter the thing that goes forth out of your lips. Yes, it came and was written down by Moses, but it came from you. Oh, rapacito lo vrahala bandi di vashote. Ilia maron di livraha sabra calacaladino no cobre tishandolo brete di maratashanda. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for bringing the economy back to the up, back to the blessing, back to people having jobs, Lord, even better jobs than they had before. Thank you, Holy Father, for sustaining people. We know there were so many, maybe a waitress somewhere that people with small businesses, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift them up, we lift them up. Ishti makara bala do jedi braba sota de bahala ba jedi kotosh ke de braba tito. Ili maradisho no met the sidewalks again be full of people at the market in Jerusalem and on Ben Yehuda Street. Ishandolo vraha sabre ke le kotavre bre kondiende and the small shop owners, Lord. In Jesus' name, we lift them up to you. We lift them up. The tourist industry, they come, Father, because of the stones. You say they come because of the stones of Jerusalem. They come to see them. They come to look where Jesus was. Where he lived in the Galilee. Our own Migdal Arbel, Lord, those offices, those government offices to work, open back up and to move quickly with the things that we need, Father, in the name above all names. We lift up our project over there. Kingolo Brasti de Makara Nicola di Dande. Hashtonora, 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 Imanga. And Father, we pray that what we need be not delayed, and that it be not delayed by what has happened, but it will find its approval, come from the bottom of the stack somewhere, even if it's on lined up on a computer, as we're told now that things are waiting on a computer lineup. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, angels of heaven and God, the Father and Son and Holy Ghost, move us up to the front of the line. Lord, we've been pushed to the back. And I'm asking you in the name above every name, in Satan, in the name of Jesus, Ashton Micaiah, you get your hand off of that. It's coming to the front. We're going to be surprised in the name of Jesus that we were not delayed by the coronavirus. You know, I love that psalm which says that God feeds the birds. And it calls them the voices in the branches. The voices that give him praise in the branches. Think of it. How wonderful. Psalm 104. And so I think about how God, you know, even a little sparrow can't fall unless he knows. And I get such enjoyment from the birds. And my prayer chair is right here. My house is on the lake, and I have all glass doors right here. And I have arranged my feeders so that I can sit here and pray and think about God feeding the birds and taking care of me. If his eyes on the sparrow, if Ethel Waters sang, and if you haven't heard her sing that, go on YouTube and listen. Then we know. I know he watches me. But I help him. I figure that I can help God do something, lots of things, but one thing I can do, I help him feed the birds. And one thing I don't like, and I don't know why God made them, but I'm sure they were really good before the curse, and that's raccoons. And they come and get my hummingbird nectar at night. So I have to take in my hummingbird feeders at night, and then I have to put them out in the morning. And this morning as I was going out the door with my hummingbird feeder in hand to hang it up, the Lord spoke to me about France. And he said, I want you to pray today for my people in France. The first ones that came to me were the Christians. And then, of course, he said, of course, his people, the Jews. I don't know what all they're facing, friends. I don't know about their government. I know some things. Let's put it like that. I know that the Jews have been terribly, terrorists. They've been the aim and the bullseye for terrorism. And I know that France itself has, by and large, forgotten God. Almost the Declaration of Independence was so brought us to God here, but their rebellion against the monarchy, France's rebellion, took them into a place of that moved more and more and more into forgetfulness of God. You know, David Barron wrote, it was such a sin for Israel to fear because it showed forgetfulness of God. And anything that we fear, it's like it becomes God's mind. So we always, always, always to be in remembrance. Jesus says, do. This meal, this covenant, when we take communion, do it in remembrance of me. Is very guilty as a whole entire nation of forgetfulness of God. So right now, I don't really know what he meant, but I know for sure he said France. So let's do it. Let's obey him. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, oh, dear Father, France came to the aid of America. In our Revolutionary War, they came to our aid. It would not have even been in America probably without them, but you raised them up, and you raised General Lafayette, and you raised up them as allies to the farmers of America, the colonists. Oh, in the name above all names, I'm thinking now of the people that I know there, of Maria Elizabeth and Elisheva, pastors there, the others there, and the French people, Lord, are making such an aliyah now. They're coming home. The Jews, together we lift up our Istanbul, we lift up our voices for France. Protect it this day. Protect it from their own leaders. Protect them from their own leaders. And cause them to awaken to the reality of God and to the presence of God and to the word of God and the fulfillment of that word. Cause the people, your people in France to remember, the Jews in France to remember, the body of Christ in France to remember, to remember who they are and who you are and who we are you. I pray for Maria Lane and Elisheva. I pray them for their building project. I pray for I pray for the Holocaust survivors in France. I met some of them, Lord. Prosper them. Feed them. Oh, Maracala, Maracala. And if there are some sick, we lift them up to you for the divine healing of God. Oh, Maladanian, blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord, oh, Most High. praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you. Again, we want to praise you that you have, according to your word, and every one of us knows for sure, that it is you who brought them home, that it is you who established them against all natural odds. And, oh, Father, we thank you today that it is you who are healing, healing, healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We praise, adore you, magnify you, and give you glory in Jesus' holy name. We will be back, of course, at noon. I'm going to go out to Prayer Mountain, and we'll be live out there today. Probably won't be too long before we can have folks out again on our Wednesday prayer. But remain in prayer, and for sure, but lift up God's will for an awakening in America and on the world. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom.